Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, was Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 5th day of September, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And you're going to have to hit *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 81 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. A fairly nice day, I think. I haven't been outside to look at the sky to see if they're chemtrailing me or not. Let's see what we're going to start out with here. We have to do our hero worship. That's our daily hero worship. Cops arrested for wearing disguises, destroying elderly man's car after he filed a complaint against them. And we'll get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, time for our daily hero worship. You know, the Blackwater USA private corporate enforcers enforcing the unlawful fucking corporate dictates over the fucking subject citizens under the 14th Amendment, which is an unlawful piece of fucking shit is what it is, just like the unlawful fucking corporation that created it in violation of the law. Criminals, each and every one of them, criminals. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Two Ashbury Park police officers, Stephen Martinson, 29, and Thomas Dowling, 26, were charged this week with conspiracy, criminal mischief, and weapons offenses. The officers were caught dressing up in disguise and vandalizing two vehicles belonging to a 70-year-old Ernest Mignoli. Mignoli woke up Wednesday morning to find his Jeep Liberty and Toyota Prius with their tires slashed and their windows smashed in. Mignoli told reporters that his jaw dropped when he found out that the perpetrators of these crimes were cops. Why did your jaw drop? It wasn't just any cops, however. Earlier in the week, Mignoli filed complaints against the two officers. Again, why did your jaw drop? It's alleged that Officer Martin Tinson and Special Law Enforcement Officer Dowling did purposely damage both vehicles, both owned by the same person. A press release from the Monmouth Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office said the vehicle owner had filed an administrative complaint against both officers several days before the vandalism incidents. I just wouldn't think it would be in the scope of police officers to do something like that, where you just got through filing fucking complaints against. Magoli said, I'm a concerned citizen, outspoken critic of Asbury Park Police Department. You know, I can't figure why a cop would do it. But this goes behind the pale. Mignoli explained to NJ.com that his police accountability activism had put a target on his back and has led him to constantly being harassed again. You jaw dropped? Although he wouldn't elaborate on the nature of the complaints, Mignoli explained that he has been keeping a watchful eye on police in the area since he moved there 12 years ago. I'm constantly harassed by police wherever I go, he said. It's just the nature of my work. And you jaw dropped? According to NJ.com, Martinson, a member of the Asbury Police Force since 2013, has been suspended without pay. Downing was fired, and they'll be to work somewhere else by this time next week. And I mean, and nothing's going to happen to these guys except they'll go do it somewhere else. That's all that's going to happen. Asbury Park Police Chief David Keslow said in the press release that the actions of these two officers is not acceptable and does not represent the level of professionalism, community focus, or resident safety that we expect of our officers. And none of them do, but we're reading a story every day, aren't we? As they come on the mainstream stupid box, and, the officers, I mean, I listened to a report just before I came up here, 15, 20 minutes ago. They were talking about just across the fucking country. And why are people turning on the police? Because they're not fucking legitimate. They are Blackwater USA, and we're tired of fucking them trying to subjugate us for their corporate fucking masters. That's why. We will not let the actions of these officers shadow the great work and dedication by the men and women of this department who violate the, who commit infringements upon the Bill of Rights of people every fucking day they're out there. I guarantee fucking to you. Chief Keslow said, the idea that two police officers whose, ostensible duties include serving the citizens of Asbury Park would dress up in disguise and destroy a man's car for filing a complaint against them is shocking. However, it is not uncommon. What? However, it's not uncommon. Oh, man. Heroes. I like this one. Texas man turns in legally owned AK-47 to police in response to recent shootings. Claims it takes courage in staged news event. This is from The Blaze. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And I've been noticing this. That this is the new propaganda team, people. I can't believe people. There was a video yesterday, and it was British and Australian people talking about them taking their guns away and how they wish they wouldn't have let them do it. And, you know, they went for it. They believed the lies. And the next thing you know, they're unarmed under a dictatorship. And then everybody's, well, you should do that. You know, like one guy I just responded to before I came up here. Keep your guns, but don't show them. Keep it. Now, fuck you. That's my goddamn second article right. I will freely exercise it out in the open. It's already got 1,040 some fucking infringement against it. I ain't going to fucking hide. I ain't going to sneak and hide somewhere to exercise my fucking rights. I'm the goddamn authority in this country. The people in this country are the fucking authority. We don't ask permission. You know, it's just like the background check. Paying to get permission from your fucking, what's supposed to be your servants, to exercise a fucking unalienable, guaranteed, motherfucking ratified law right. Fucking girl backbone, people. I said, I mean, people, DL, you know, bury him. Bury him. I'm going to bury my fucking Second Amendment right. I ain't burying shit. I'm going to stand and fight like my fucking ancestors did. Because they would not be fucking subjugated. Man, I tell you, this is how, I'll tell you how, these, see, these guys are fucking, they're getting a little headroom here, and I don't like it. It's like somebody coming up that's gonna fucking, you know, comes up that said, they're gonna say, I'm gonna kick your ass. They get to, I'm gonna kick your, and right then, boom, they've already been fucking knocked out and fucking down on the ground getting stomped. We outnumber them fucking thousands to one. We don't fucking get punked around, pushed around. We don't give one goddamn inch. When they say something like this, it pisses us off. It doesn't scare us. Jesus Christ almighty, man. What the fuck, you think you're gonna live to be 2,000 fucking years old or something, people? What about the people back in 1775 that walked out on Lexington Green? I guess they had some balls, huh? And they were facing a whole fucking regiment. A handful of them. They said, fuck you. Boom, boom, boom. You might, what did Braveheart say? You might take my life, but you'll never take my freedom. Remember who you are. The man identified in the story only as Billy from Austin made sure to alert the media of his intentions to KTBC, so KTBC could send a reporter and a camera to document him bringing in his weapon to an officer who appeared unsure of what to do with it at first. Somebody took that gun home. There was no program to do. You just gave your fucking gun away. Well, no, this is staged. It's staged. They're putting the shit. This is the new propaganda. They're playing a different game. They're not like these goddamn think tanks that we just got rid of. They're playing a slimier, sneakier fucking game. It's just like showing the people in Australia and fucking in Britain in that piece. They just went in and, well, we just handed the guns the pressure, the peer pressure. That's how they did political correctness on it, wasn't it? How about some peer pressure the other fucking way? How about fuck you? You ain't taking nothing, bitch. Period. Write down whatever you fucking want and then get to fucking doing it. And see if you got what it takes to disarm the fucking American nationals, the heaviest armed population to ever exist on this planet. The biggest army to ever exist on this planet. Know who you are. Act like you know who you are. Are you the kind of person who can't walk out to a fucking fist fight by yourself? I mean, against just one other fella, you got to take 3 or 4 fucking people with you before you got the balls to walk up to somebody? I would encourage anyone that is in my position to do the same, Billy told KTBC. It's not easy. It takes a lot more thought and a lot more courage to do this than to buy this. I mean, this is such blatant. I mean, this is a single fucking think tank of these fuckers. And they, you know, they're going to put just little pieces like this together. And this is supposed to act like, well, I mean, they've already played this game with the people, guy cutting the gun in two. He actually cut the barrel off and committed a fucking felony, according to their legislation, their infringements. But, I mean, this guy here, I'm taking my gun, and you should do the same. You should do the same. Like, I got news for you, dumb motherfuckers. You new propagandists, listen up. There's a billion fucking guns in this fucking country. We got plenty of guns and plenty of ammunition. And you ain't just gonna fucking, this ain't Australia, and this ain't fucking Britain. We're not going to walk in and just hand you our fucking guns and say, they took our guns from us. They took them from us. Well, actually, I handed it to them, and then I slithered off. That's what I did. There was a couple of those Brits and those Australians that were going, God, I wish, man, we hadn't done that. Now look at us. We're under a dictatorship. There ain't a fucking thing we can do about it. Why? Because they took our only means of fucking defending ourselves. That's why. So this pissant here, Billy,
Billy Pissant, who was a paid fucking communist. They probably went to his handler went down and bought the fucking gun the day before to take it in so they could have this publicity fucking stunt. I got news for you. Billy is a lonely son of a bitch if he's real. So with the local news on board to film every step, Billy courageously, see these guys? Courageous. Not any courageous. That ain't courageous. Courageous is standing up like a fucking man, like those boys did out there on Lexington Green. Like the people fought in fucking Concord. That's bravery that got you the goddamn right that this little pissant would tell you you should just hand it over. Please don't, sir, you fucking punk. He left the gun in the truck and walked inside to announce his intentions to the officer on duty at the front counter. As the officer was on the phone checking on what to do in this scenario, Billy took a moment to lecture him about the need to have these weapons off the street. Well, you know what? There's a lot of fucking sheriff's departments across this country. And I even know one deputy sheriff that told me that's he said, I've already told them where I work. That if they ever come to confiscate the guns, come to my house first. Don't buy into the shit, people. Don't buy into it a little bit. Attack it. Viciously attack it. If anyone else is wondering what to do with their assault rifles, this is one option. Surrender it. Surrender. Goddamn, too bad that, you know, at fucking Lexington, they just didn't surrender their guns to those fucking redcoats, huh? Too bad they didn't at Concord. They just didn't hand over all their weaponry and just get down on their fucking knees and become subjects, become the fucking slaves that they were over in old England. Only they'd be here slaves in the new land that the king's property, like their fucking 14th Amendment pretends to make us right now, as they've built a standing army of fucking Blackwater USA to try and force it. It's gonna be difficult for that fucking handful compared to the rest of this armed population to enforce any fucking thing, ain't it? And when we do fucking take them to fucking task and enforce our law onto them and prosecute our law onto them, that's when the blue helmets will show up and that's when the real fun starts. Surrender it, Billy tells the officer. Y'all had a program once. Y'all had program once. This is so pathetic. You new propagandists, you're one unit, so you can only sound goofy in one direction, but you still look stupid as shit. Either that or sell it back to the gun shop, the officer replied. Duh. But listen to this shit. No, I don't want it out on the street. See, you don't want it out on the street either. Billy said, y'all's job is hard enough. Another officer escorted Billy out to the truck to retrieve the gun. When the transaction is complete, Billy tells the officer, I hope you appreciate one more of off the streets. Another comment that suggests Billy feels he is doing the police a favor. Our heroes. We just talked about our heroes. We're going to talk about our heroes every day that they talk about them. We need to get them off the streets, Billy told KTBC. I need to get mine off the streets. Well, it was off the fucking streets. And you actually put it on the streets when you were carrying it over to the fucking, to turn it in, supposedly. This is so phony. This is fucking childish. I can only speak for myself and pray for everyone else. Billy's obsession with getting his AK-47 off the streets is odd. That's what I thought. See, now here you have somebody who's reporting this going, huh? It was odd, considering it wasn't really on the street. It was presumably in a secure position of a responsible, nonviolent owner. Billy told KTBC he had owned a gun since he was 10 years old. Unless Billy has intentions of committing mass murder himself, he did not prevent any tragedies by giving away his own gun. And it wasn't his own gun. This is a, This is like a fucking cartoon. But that really doesn't stop Billy from being quite pleased with himself. You could be pleased with yourself too, guys. Go grab all your guns and just go down to the police and go, what the fuck are you guys doing? Well, they'll be shooting you because they think you were attacking.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir, I can.
You know, every day anymore when I wake up and I look over at maybe a bottle of Jim Beam or something, and then I think whoever came up with the phrase clown world is a freaking genius. I'm having trouble getting in on commenting on your site. I can send in stuff to Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
So that's just a hit and miss for me. It's just probably because of the service I get out here. None.
Yeah, and they are doing, I mean, more people are complaining all the time. But there's nothing we can do about it. You know, we could send it to the server. But they don't want nobody listening to what we got to say. Cause we're saying, fuck you. We're saying, we got our goddamn law and we're gonna fucking enforce it on your ass, motherfuckers, and we outnumber you thousands to one. You wanna rock?
I got up this morning and started reading that one in Australia. I'm like, I can't even read that. Insane.
Well, the one I was talking about, it was a video. Oh, man.
I used to have neighbors, and the neighbors called, they cooked outside all the time.
Okay, I got you. Go.
And then they called they'd call cops on them, and I lived across the street, and we got along real good, but the other ones are whiners, and then, you know, they was doing it for years before I ever moved in there, and this was years ago. And they, sometimes you just throw something on the frickin' grill, like leaves or something, just when the wind's blowing at the neighbor. And then you'd have ketchup and stuff up there. Oh, I'm getting ready to grill. And once there was like 40 minutes, the cops came, and they was over there huddling, figuring out what to do, and they came over and told them, you need to burn something clean on there, like 2x4. They said, you can't burn that.
Man, if I smelt the barbecue next door, I'd go over and threaten to call the police on him if they didn't give me a hunk.
For once, he said, watch. I know they're calling. It'll be either the police or the fire department here. And that's when they huddled up about 40 minutes up the road and came back and tried to, and they couldn't do nothing. It was funnier now.
Yeah.
There's more leaves on there.
Just shows you how fucking petty and chicken shit people can be.
I don't go out there looking for stuff. But if it comes my way, you know, if it's in the way, I got to move it. That's how it is.
That's it, man.
If it's in the way, and, you know, we just need to unify better, I guess, or whatever it takes. It's going to be individual. That's whatever it is. It's got to happen.
Well, we got to be absolutely prepared as individuals, and then if assholes out there can get past their fucking mammon fucking worship, if we all just stepped up together, think about it. If everybody just stepped up and said fucking no, what are you going to do about it, motherfucker? There's a billion guns in this country.
It's the people's fault for not standing up. My fault as well. You know, I'm not the same person I used to be. When I learn stuff, it's a lot different. And the other thing is, you said it last week, don't worry about the guns. Worry about the rope.
That's it, man. It's just that people, I mean, it just blows me away. I mean, I was raised out here in the fucking mountains here, you know, and stuff. And, you know, we had kids, you know, we had, in grade school, you had fist fights and you know, you fought and kids fought and when you got older, you fought other people and then when you got big enough to go to town, you went to town and fought and people just weren't fucking cowards. I can't believe people, man. You tell somebody around here, I'm going to take something from you. You better be ready to kill them because they're going to fucking kill you before they let you.
Yeah, it's their plan. Like you say, the guns are just in the way.
Well, they can make a big a fucking plan as they want. They're outnumbered. They're so outnumbered, it's pathetic.
Yep. I mean, it might look good for them in the beginning, but I don't even think that's
good. It don't even look good for them in the beginning. It's all propaganda. Brother, the only people they show on their fucking propaganda machine is the fucking people they want you to see. I see the rest of the fucking people out there. I mean, I go places. I talk to people. I've yet to meet anybody that said, well, I think I'll take my gun down to the fucking police and give it to them. Everybody I met said, fuck them. Come and get the motherfucker. I'm building 3 more ghost guns this weekend.
Excuse my language, but I met some stupid motherfuckers on my way through life so far, but I'm afraid that them wouldn't even do this. You know, I'm not afraid. I mean, they wouldn't even have been that stupid.
No, they're trying to see this as a propaganda campaign. To try, I mean, yeah, it's like them coming on there and telling you 90% of the people want expanded background checks. Well, 90% of that 1,700 made up of the voting public that represents only 18 to 20% of the entire population. Well, yeah, I bet all 90% of them said it, but you're only talking about what eight or ten per fucking cent for the whole population. Everybody else is going fuck you. You just ain't going to put the camera on them when they're saying fuck you.
And they don't. Yeah, they don't. They don't show you anything that's going against them.
Oh, hell no, they're not.
And I do wonder how many of them got stomped down just for attempting to. They won't tell you that. They ain't never going to tell you that.
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
I don't want to take up the time. Most of the time I can't, it's a hit and miss. Sometimes I can comment a bunch, and pretty soon it won't let me, and then it's like, you know. It's just to let you know, I'm just not picking and choosing. I do pick and choose, but I mean, if it ain't gonna let me, it ain't gonna let me.
Well, we keep a watch on it, and we check it all the time, and we you know, and if there is any problems that we can show, you know, we can go to the server. But if everybody else is making comments, and then one person can't make a comment, we make sure they're not putting in like www in front of fromthetrenchesworldreport.com, because it's not www fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. It's just fromthetrenchesworldreport.com, things like that. And if we have a real issue, we do go to the server and we make them, you know, solve it. But you got to know that somebody is right now has got a screen just like mine. They're sitting there at the screen just like mine. It is my screen in Tel Aviv. And these son of a bitches, they do not want the people to hear. You see, if it's like anything else, man, it's like political correctness. God, look at how far they got with that. Until people got on the internet and started going, fuck you. I'll say what I goddamn well want. My first article tells me I can say any fucking thing I want. I can hate. Did you know that? I can hate.
That's right. It's an emotion. I mean, I say very much I hate, even though I say it a lot. But, hey, you know, I try to deal with everything any way I can. But if it, like I said, if it's in the way, it's got to get moved.
That's it, brother.
But, yeah, my internet's like, sometimes it's about as good as dial-up, and most of the time it's not even that good.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That's all right, man. I'm just getting used to not using it at all. I can get one of these stupid radio transceivers and listen to you guys, so that'll work.
Right on.
You'll get a really smart one. You don't have to do nothing to make coffee or anything.
Cool.
You don't have to do nothing. Be like the Jetsons.
There you go.
I couldn't live in a world like that.
Oh,
I'm staying.
I hate technology, dude. I swear to you, I do. I wish I didn't. I wish none of it would have ever existed. I mean, the internet has saved us. It really has saved us, because it allowed the truth to get out before it was too late.
Yep, and it's almost ran its course because they're getting those stinky little money grabbing things.
Oh yeah, they're. I mean, they got Winston Chow on it right now. I guarantee you, they got rooms over there in China with thousands of people in them on computers removing content from the internet as I speak to you right now. They're gonna try and play this game out. But you know, if everybody, like I said, everybody just said, you know, fuck you, come do it. And then it's just like that thing, before you get it out of your mouth, I'm going to kick your you've already been fucking punched in the fucking face. I guess you're not going to whip my ass. I guess I'm going to whip your ass. I guess that I'm fucking way bigger than you are. I'm way badder than you, and I'm fucking going to kick your ass, you son of a bitch. And I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to do it.
I got friends that, like, like the, when I talked to you at one time, I told you down there visiting that dude's family reunion. He probably heard him in the background say, "Fuck you." That boy kicked the living shit out of me, but he knows that if he ever had to, he's got to go all the way to smashing my freaking hand in the ground, because if I can flip you off, I can't breathe. I'm still flipping you off. You better grind that in the ground too.
That's it, man. No give.
And I love my friends. I got a couple friends that, if we're together when this stuff happens, you know, we'll probably go down together. But you know, we ain't gonna be the only ones, and there'll be a hopefully be a good ratio.
No, man. We got to be like them boys at Lexington Green. We got to know that when we go down, that our brothers and sisters outnumber these fuckers thousands to one, and it will be fucking through the indignation of the fucking what we, and it'll be through the pride of what we did that will assure the complete, utter destruction of the enemies and the punishment of the fucking guilty, and justice for all.
My old buddy, he uses a Winmag Ultra. So he'll be way back there somewhere. I'll be up close and personal or somewhere mid-range or whatever. So, you know. Anyway, I'll get off here. Sorry for taking so much time.
No
all
problem.
Right, guys.
Have a great day, brother. We're going to take
you can slap me.
We're going to the bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Take care.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Just watch more.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was JB and the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45, and lots and lots and lots and lots of ammo. But they fucking, we're not just, you know, some children that they're fucking going to scoot along here, people. We have whipped the fucking world, and we'll do it again. When Texas man turns in his AK. I mean, that was the disgust. I mean, if this is all set, but this, I mean, this is their propaganda. They're stepping into this. See, I think they're foreigners. And see, this is already, they've already played this a little bit with their think tanks in this country. And this is just, you know what? On you. Feds use reverse warrant to try to track down bank robbers in Wisconsin. This is from Tech Dirt. This is why you don't give a fucking inch. This was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Reverse warrants are the new tech-related toy law enforcement is experimenting with. Excuse me. Oddly, a lot of what's come to light so far originates in the Midwest, an area not exactly known for early adoption. Outside of the NYPD and feds confirming they use warrants to seek a list of possible, round up all the usual suspects. Wasn't that Vichy France? Casablanca or one of them there? Round up all the usual suspects, huh? A list of possible suspects rather than targeting any specific suspect. And we're going to look at this.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, their end goal is to chip people. Oh, and yeah. If people can't understand that, I don't know what to tell them then.
Well, if that's their end goal, you know, they want to put something in my body, I'm going to have to put something in their fucking body. But we're going to look here, people, because what they're talking about here, see, where were we here? Rather than targeting specific suspects. Now, let's see what it takes to fucking look into my shit here under my fourth article, fucking absolute unalienable right. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath and affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. I don't think that quite meets the criteria of that fucking ratified law, do you? We just want, just anybody in the area, I mean, who could, any possible suspects, any hunches you have, man, give us all of it. I don't think that's going to cut it. Most reporting has covered developments by law enforcement agencies in Minnesota. We can add Wisconsin to the list of areas where cops are working backwards to suspects by using the capacious amount of GPS data hoovered by Google, CIA Google, and others. Russell Brandom of The Verge has more details. Police and federal agents have struggled to track down the bank robber. Local media sent out pictures from the bank's security cameras, but it produced no leads. Finally, police hit on a more aggressive strategy. Asked Google to track down the bank robber's phones. Okay. And you wrote out a warrant saying who those bank robbers were and the phones you were looking for. And you had all the specifics, exactly what you were going for and what you were going to get and who you were going to go after, right? Like the fourth article fucking ratified law declares you must. In November, agents served Google with a search warrant asking for data that would identify any Google user who had been within 100 feet of the bank during a half-hour block. That don't sound like it. What the hell did that say again there?
Let's look at that. Was it saying surgeon season? And particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be, particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons, particularly describing the persons or things to be searched. So they're supposed to already know who the persons are that they're going to get this fucking information on, right? Isn't that what that says to you? Because that's what it reads to me in the English language. Anybody who had been within 100 feet of the bank during a half-hour block of time around the robbery, they were looking for the two men who had gone into the bank, as well as the driver who dropped off and picked up the crew and would potentially be caught up in the same dragnet. It was an aggressive technique, scooping up every Android phone in the area and trusting police to find the right suspects. You're already supposed to know who they are. According to the fourth article, you're already supposed to know whose phone you're getting. According to the fourth article, I get, you know, see, this all comes down to what it's really about, people. I mean, the red flag laws, all of this fucking shit, expanded back, all of this fucking stuff. It's about removing procedural due process so we can be right back where we were over in jolly old England, just like the fucking so-called founders. You know, our founders that were supposed to be so fucking worshipful. We were supposed to worship them, but we were taught as children to worship them. But when they held their Continental Congresses, after we had already been fighting the fucking British, the people took it to them. Well, they decided that they wanted to be our new masters and that we would be their, their subjects. Same fucking deal here, isn't it? They have to get rid of that procedural due process or they can't have their new world order, and they fucking know it. You cannot have a free population because then the rest of the world living under this draconian, fucking tyrannical, fucking international communism be sitting there going, hey man, they don't have to, they get to live free, and we're living like dogs. And it's not natural. The human spirit wants to be free. The individual human being wants to exercise their own will. They do not want to be told what to do from dusk till dawn. What makes you so much goddamn smarter than me to be telling me anything? You don't even know me. You can never know me because I'm different than you. Each and every one of us is different. There's not another one like us. Never has been, never will be. But that's why that communism, that's why it's having such a hard fucking time. Because of the individual who will not accept somebody else's will over their own. They were looking for two, well, we got that, potentially be caught in the same dragnet. It was an aggressive technique, scooping up every Android phone in the area and trusting police to find the right suspects. They're already supposed to have the suspects. And issued warrant for those fucking phones, aren't they? Isn't that what that fourth article said? Are they violating fucking ratified fucking law? Yes, they are. And that is the people's authority. That is the people's law. These aren't your servants. This is Blackwater USA. These are corporate enforcers they're not even acting like it's color of law anymore. They fucking come right up. Just like I said, you know, yesterday, talking about the guy here. You elected your leaders. No, we didn't. Don't elect leaders in this fucking country. We're our own leaders. Each man is his own fucking leader. The whole idea of that fucking, that constitution, that phony fucking piece of shit legislation that you son of a bitches sold to us, fucking was that, you would never, ever be involved in our fucking lives. That you had some shit way to hell over there to take care of that we all couldn't take care of for ourselves because we all can't get in the same room to make a decision, or else you'd have to have a national referendum, a national referendum. You would have to have it. That's why you were going to have a representative government. But they were never, ever, ever to come over into the common law world unless they came as a person, as a national, just like you, on even ground. That's the only way they could get the authority to come into the higher court. See, their fiduciary positions put them as a servant to you. That puts them below you. The only way they could step up to your level is to step out of the fiduciary and confront you as a private fucking American national but a free American national in a common law court through a common law filing. And they fucking know it. They know everything they're doing is crime. This is criminal. I just read you the law, and I read you the fucking violation right there. In the mess of resulting data, but the court found it entirely legal, and it was returned as executed shortly after. The warrant was requested by the federal agent. The federal agent, what's your warrant for? Well, just I'd like to go through everybody's records that was within this one block. There's nobody specific you're looking. I mean, you have to have a specific charge against somebody or a specific warrant for a person. It's a blanket warrant is what we're going to call it. We'll call it a blanket warrant. We can just search any fucking. It's like, you know, the stop and frisk in New York City. Oh, they're fucking, they pissed and moaned when they got rid of that. Think about that, walking down the goddamn street, and some fucking corporate fucking enforcer jumps out, get up against the wall, I'm searching you. Complete obvious, blatant violation, like the asset forfeiture, blatant violation. Like this bullshit fucking red flag shit, blatant violation. They want rid of that procedural due process because they want you to be the same slaves you were back in the days of old. Under the fucking crown heads of Europe, under the kings. They're the king, you're the subject. You own nothing, they own you and everything that you fucking produce. That's what they want back. Only one problem. It's goddamn Americans and their billion guns and their trillion rounds of ammunition, enough to fight a fucking world war. And then if you know, cause it must be hard for them searching around for the camera to find someone who will quiver for them when they speak. They should be fucking trembling when you speak to them. Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And for a group as big as the fucking population, armed population of this country, to fucking do anything but spit on them. It's cowardly. This doesn't rule out the use of reverse warrants. Now they're coming up with reverse warrants, people. Violate, what fourth article right? What ratified law that we can't break with impunity because we have fucking created a fucking unlawful corporation without authority in violation of the fucking law? These are total 110% fucking criminals. Reverse warrants by local law enforcement, but this request originated at the federal level. The feds are involved in almost every bank robbery, so the appearance of the federal officers here isn't a surprise. Nor is the use of the reverse dragnet. In this case, the submitted geoforce was far more constrained than some we've seen in other cases. But considering how many people go into or near banks for completely innocent reasons, the GPS data, phone information of hundreds of non-bank robbers ended up in the hands of people who they didn't even know. They violated the fuck out of hundreds of people's rights. That's a criminal act. That Bill of Rights is fucking ratified law. That's a criminal act. They committed crime. But you know who has to enforce that fucking law? The people who fucking wrote it. The people who fucking fought for it. The people who fucking, who it belongs to. The people. Us. They're not going to constrain themselves. These are people who fucking commit pedophilia on a daily basis. We read you our hero story every day about a fucking outrage committed against a fucking American national by one of these fucking freaks. It's up to investigators to sort through the data for possible suspects, and they can make mistakes. I can't believe I'm reading this. The more data investigators get, the less likely it is they'll find who they are looking for, and the more likely it is they'll mistake innocent people in heavy trafficked areas for criminals. And you may shoot a few of them. I'm sure they'll let you off because, hey, it could have been. He was one of the 100 people that was in the block when the fucking bank robbery happened, and hell, I shot him just in case he's. Oh, then you did, yeah. And I do it again, I'm here to tell you. Right now, it's just another.
It was the same style pickup, it's just a different color.
There you go, yeah, just a different color. I pumped the fucking round. I mean, an outrage a day, people. We guarantee it here. Right now, it's just another tool for law enforcement to use. But it's one that inverts the normal expectations of warrant procurement. No shit! Diana turns it on its fucking head, kind of removes the fourth article, doesn't it? But that law can't be removed. It's ratified, and the ninth article says it can never. There is no authority that can ever change it. So it has to be a violation of that law, huh? Instead of targeting an individual or place, the warrants are allowed cops to search Google's data stores for information about anyone who wandered into a targeted area during a search. Is that what they put on there? Anyone on their warrant? On that specific warrant for that specific person? Anyone? During a certain time, time period. This shouldn't be acceptable. No shit. But there's no record of any court rejecting these broad demands for data about thousands of people. No one suspects of committing crimes until a court steps up to shut these down. There will be a continued escalate. What court's going to shut this down? These are corporate courts. They are appointed by the same motherfuckers sending them out to commit these crimes. By the same the head criminals send their fucking junior criminals out to commit these crimes, and the only way they can be stopped is if one of these criminals tells them they can't do it. I mean, what?
Are those admiralty courts, Henry?
Yeah, admiralty courts. Administrative admiralty courts, brother. Judges appointed by the corporation, and they're the ones running this goddamn country. They're unelected, appointed by a fucking unlawful fucking entity. That's who's running this goddamn country. That's why there's no law. The problem already.
And people really think they're gonna get justice from these courts. That, you know what? That's what kills me. You try to tell people about how the court system is a sham, and they really think they're gonna get justice out of it.
Oh, they're going to get justice. The judge is going to get his justice, which is a hunk of your cash. The prosecutor, he's going to get his justice, a hunk of your cash. Your lawyer, he's going to get his justice, a hunk of your cash. And you're going to get your justice. You're going to pay for it all because you're too fucking stupid to know better, which is justice. The problem already seen in limited use will escalate right along with them. That's bad news for cell phone users, which at this point is pretty much everybody. Boy, they worked that out real well, didn't they? Think about what I just told you. I mean, the violations, I mean, that Bill of Rights, when it was written, it was, this shall not be infringed. And here were those federalists. You don't need no Bill of Rights. What are you kidding me? You people don't need no bill. Read the goddamn Constitution, would you please, before you keep pressing for this Bill of Rights thing. There's nothing in there we could ever use to fucking to tell the people to do anything. The people are given a consent. They have to give us consent for us to fucking move. Really? Until you take away the fucking republic and replace it with an illegal, unlawful, running violation of the Bill of Rights, unlawful fucking corporation, and start writing corporate policy that removes fucking law. Well, I got news for you. Look it up. Policy is low down. I mean, it's like the difference between the fiduciary and a fucking an American national. The policy is just that. It's a policy. It's not law. And if your policy violates, hey, I'd say my policy is to rob banks. I don't think that would cut it. They would say that's against the law. Your policy is against the law. How many of their fucking policies are against the law, people? Anyways, I've had enough of this for today. I will not be here tomorrow. I'm going to my son's wedding. And I'll see you all on Monday. So, you know, huh?
Take care, brother.
I'll do it. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk at you on Monday at about 12 o'clock Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern. And that is the word from the trenches.
Have a good one, Henry.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!